Timor-Leste is reeling from major flash flooding and landslides caused by tropical cyclone Seroja over the Easter weekend that left 42 dead. Flooding has displaced thousands of people who have been forced to shelter in evacuation centres amid a surge in community COVID-19 transmission as well. Australia's pledged $7 million to support people affected by flooding as the country battles to contain the outbreak. Talia Kreft has this story.
Catastrophic flooding and landslides in Timor-Leste has left a trail of destruction, with houses and bridges destroyed and the capital Dili submerged in its wake. Damage caused by the floodwaters has provided insurmountable challenges for the country as it responds to a recent worrying COVID outbreak. Thousands of people across the country have been displaced and forced to shelter in evacuation centres where social distancing is often not possible. The country's health system has been struggling to treat a rising number of COVID cases as treatment centres are facing the added problem of power outages. Emilio Lucino Bello is the head of the disaster management at the Red Cross based in Timor-Leste. She says the destruction caused from the record flooding and landslides has been far-reaching.
So the cyclone Seroja has been affected Timor-Leste and been flooding everywhere, especially in capital of Dili, and as well as the other risks associated like landslides and high winds. So this flooding has hit capital of Dili in 4th of February and other 9 municipalities as well.
Emilio Lucino Bello says a rise in the number of COVID-19 cases has presented a major challenge to the country's recovery efforts from the floods.
At the moment, the major challenge that we face is that due to the COVID-19, we cannot access to the branch, to the municipality level to support our friends there. But we know that in the branch level, our team, branch disaster response team, had been training on that to support the government to respond to that. And at the moment, the team is still in the ground to support on the multisectoral assessment as well as conducting the verification of the houses that are damaged due to the landslide, due to high wind, as well as due to flooding.
Pat Conroy is the Shadow Minister for International Development and the Pacific. He says the donations pledged by the federal government are welcomed, but the government needs to listen to calls from the Timor-Leste government to provide support where it is most needed.
It's a massive challenge, and we saw footage of the national testing lab flooded as part of this tragic event. Thankfully, I'm told that they managed to preserve most of the testing equipment, but it just makes an almost impossible task even harder. This is a country with a very small health budget, a country that is one of the newest nations in the world with the lowest level of financial resources. So battling the COVID pandemic is an almighty challenge before the flood, and it's just made much harder with the flood. And that's why I flagged, if the Timor-Leste government requests it, that we should be flying up OSMAT teams, it's Australian Medical Personnel teams, and using our Navy assets such as the Canberra-class amphibious ships to transport key equipment and personnel up there. These ships are designed for this sort of humanitarian relief work, and we should be using them if that's what the Timor-Leste government requests.
Pat Conroy says with thousands of Timorese now homeless across the country, Australia may be required to provide further assistance to its close neighbour.
Well, the $7 million is welcome, and it's in response to calls by Labor and other people for the federal government to listen to the request from the Timor-Leste government. The $7 million will go to replace personal protective equipment that was damaged in the flooding, emergency relief materials such as temporary housing and food, financial assistance to the Red Cross, and additional food assistance. So it's really important, but it should be a start, and the Australian government needs to listen to all requests from the Timor-Leste government for further assistance. This government, since 2013, has cut $11.8 billion from the international development or foreign aid budget, and those cuts have hurt all around the world, including East Timor, where the health budget being spent, the health aid being spent in Timor-Leste had declined since 2013. So that's an area where this government should be reflecting on its decisions to hurt some of the poorest and most disadvantaged people in the world and to change their mind. They need to restore the international development budget, because because we've got an obligation to help not just all Australians, but quite frankly, our neighbours who are in trouble as well. And that's, I think, the single most important thing that this federal government could do, which is to restore the aid that has been cut.
Pat Conroy, Shadow Minister for International Development and the Pacific, ending that story by Talia Kreft.